PWDs, the National Fund for the Disabled of Kenya, NFDK, has donated assorted devices, wheelchairs and money to empower persons living with disabilities and special schools in the northeastern region. According to the organization, the distributed items were as per requested by the persons living with disabilities as per their needs. These include wheelchairs, welding kits, barber and salon kits, farming tools, video cameras among others. A section of other persons who sought to have goats instead of the devices were awarded with checks worth ₦20,000 each. Speaking during the event, Professor Julia Ajiambo, who is a trustee at the organization, said that they have been trying their best to make sure that most of the disabled get tools to help them in their work. What we do as an organization is to make sure that the people living with disabilities, parents or the guardians of the disabled children can be able to earn a living for themselves in terms of earning an income through their skills and the business kits we are providing for them, Ajiambo said. On children living with disabilities, Ajiambo called on their parents to ensure that they receive the required medication and attend school so that they can be able to secure their future with knowledge and skills. The children who are supposed to receive treatment should be taken to the hospital for professional care. We discourage home care because sometimes a condition that can be improved with time by treatment may deteriorate and complicate chances of recovery for the child in future, she said. The trustee further added that the fund, which also distributed checks worth ₦1.6 million to special schools in the region, has been supporting special schools in construction of classes, dormitories and dining halls to improve the daily life of the students while in school. We want to make sure that every school need is achieved so that the pupils can learn without struggles, she remarked. Northeastern Regional Commissioner John Otieno urged the beneficiaries to use the equipment donated to earn a living and be able to economically sustain themselves. Today, 102 disabled persons have had the chance to benefit from the government. These items will help them do business, grow economically, support their children and also the society, Otieno said. I want to ask the parents of disabled children to stop hiding them at home due to disability stigma and instead enroll them in the specialized schools which will be able to help them. This is because the disabled people are just like others and they have talents as well, he added. Adan Bill Hassan, who is the chairman for Persons with Disability in Garissa County, also thanked the organization for bringing designated tools to each disabled person. I would like to request people who have been given the working tools not to have greed and sell them, but use the tools for your own gain so that you can easily earn a living, he said.